collaborate. There's no competition. Just collaborate with one another.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited to have the most fabulous woman in tech here with me, who is one of the OGs in the podcasting space. She taught me how to podcast before the Women in Tech Show even existed. Addy Saucedo! Hello!
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So go ahead, formally introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Addy Saucedo. I've been podcasting for like 8 years now, and I just help podcasters with any of the issues that they're going through. If they are interested in podcasting, I'll inform them. If they want to know about the gear, the content, the marketing, anything, I'm there to help them.
And, okay, you started this podcasting, like, when I started my podcasting journey, you were already cemented into the space. I mean, you're here at NAB, one of the most iconic conferences in the broadcasting space. NAB is the National Association of Broadcasters. We're here in Vegas. So, Addy, when did you start your journey, one in technology and then also in podcasting, and were they one and the same?
So technology, I mean, I've always been interested in tech. I was a kid that took down stereos and just tried to figure things out. And then I went into space manufacturing, and where I was helping build like the satellites of the hearts and all that stuff. But I wasn't having fun, so I went into audio engineering, my first love, which is audio and music. And when I quickly found how like I was the only girl in the class and trying to get an internship, and nobody wanted, they just wanted men all the time. So I said, well, there's this podcasting thing. Let me look into that. That's the low barrier to entry. And I took my gear. I had the gear, like the mixer and the microphones. And I said, well, like, I have the gear. How do I turn this into a podcast? And that was back in 2011 that started that journey of figuring out.
And how did you discover the medium of podcasting? Was it in those same classes where you learned about mixers and audio gear and all of that? They told you about podcasting?
No, I mean, because working at the space company where they didn't allow, like, number one, no Windows, and you had to download.
Wait, like, literally, you had no Windows or no Windows on the computer?
Like, no Windows to the outside world.
Okay.
Because it was, like, proprietary information and all that,
right,
you know, fun, boring stuff. So I either had to listen to the top 40 music that people kept playing in the labs.
Right.
Or listen to my own top 40 music from my iPod, and I got bored quickly. And one time when I was having lunch, I just turned on 97.1 here in LA before it turned into a pop station. It was a talk radio show.
Yeah.
And they mentioned, you know, listen to us later on the pod. When I was like, what's this pod thing? So
yeah.
I went to their website, found out about podcasting. And this was back in the day where you had to sync, like you had to connect your phone to the damn computer. And then the computer would tell it to like download the files.
Yes.
Like it was a total manual process, but it was well worth it because I was like fed up with listening to the same music over and over. And then I was getting just stimulated by comedy and knowledge. And that was history back in 2007 when I first heard my podcast,
crazy,
like the first podcast ever.
So my first parlay into podcasting, I did not know I was listening to podcasts. I listened to Product People by Justin Jackson and podcasts. And, even though it was called podcast, I don't think I associated the word podcast. I didn't really know the word podcasting.
Yeah.
And I had an Android at the time. I would take this cool thing on the computer, these audio files, and I would get them onto my Android phone to listen to them later. And then I got to hear these really cool interviews that were either comedic with podcasts or about, you know, product founders in the tech space. And I was just like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until later when I, you know, started becoming a podcaster and 2013, I was like, oh, those things I was listening to years ago are called a podcast?
Yeah.
Trippy.
But okay, so you found podcasting, but what got you to say, I want to do that myself?
Oh my God. Like, okay, so now she's interviewing me. Wait, before she starts interviewing me, let's talk about, you have shows, you have podcasts. Let's talk about that, and I'm happy to answer your question. But what are your shows so people could tune in and listen to your shows? Yeah.
So I teach podcasting. So my podcast right now is Modern Vintage Radio, The Art and Business of Podcasting. And that's just, again, because I like helping podcasters. One that I'm currently working on that's kind of, it's a journey for me because it's the first of its kind for myself. And I wanted it to be challenging, which is creating a podcast about motorcycles and the stories behind who's under the helmet and who's riding. And it's these communities of people who ride these bikes, whether it's a girl or it's these guys and young, older
that's
people.
So cool.
Like, there's so many stories on these roads that I just said I have to make this podcast. But I want it to be very story-centric versus just interview-centric or teaching people how to ride a motorcycle or, like, the gear, which is really fun. But I'm just, every time I'm on the road and I'm riding with a cop and there's a story behind them and I'm riding with this other person that we stop at, you know, what's it, Hell's Kitchen or something up north. And you'd just be amazed at who's under the helmet, so...
What's so cool about this podcasting journey is when I became a podcaster in 2014, and the reason I became a podcaster is because I had an action sports media company. I created a ton of video, and I was so just enamored with creating video that later when I was part of the LA tech culture, what was becoming to be what the LA tech, Los Angeles tech culture is today, I wanted to create a video series to celebrate Los Angeles tech companies. And I had a partner that unfortunately didn't follow through in producing these 12 video segments, and I was devastated. And after that, I discovered this world of podcasting, and I'm like, oh, I never have to rely on anyone again. I could be in full control of my content. And so I'm a self-taught editor, and I taught myself how to podcast. I didn't know what I was doing. And then I met Where did we meet? When was that?
I can't remember.
I
but
can't
I know
remember
it was like
either.
A meetup, maybe.
Okay.
I think it was a meetup.
It was one of your meetups.
Yeah.
So like shortly after I, quote unquote, became a podcaster, I was one of the first YouTubers. And what I knew about the YouTubing industry is collaborations are key. And so I was like, well, I'm going to create a meetup in Los Angeles for podcasters so we could have the same kind of success that we had in the YouTube community. And so I created the Los Angeles Podcasters Meetup in 2014 to meet monthly. And I think that's where we met.
Yeah.
And then Addie was a core part of my podcasting journey. And so now, all these years later, it's so cool. We are sitting utilizing Focusrite equipment, and we were just in the Focusrite video together. And it's so special because literally Addie has been a part of my podcasting journey since day one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it's just been the journey in being in this together has been amazing. Like years later, like look at where we're at now.
Yeah.
You have been a trailblazer. I think you're bringing up your sports action content creating, and then the first YouTuber. You're like the head of the game, and you brought that over into podcasting, and I feel like that's why you've made so many splashes in podcasting, because you get it. Like, you're like you see the vision.
Aww,
and you're pushing
that
forward. So I am excited to always see that from like my sideline and see how you're doing it. Aww. In the podcasting space.
It's a love fest over here. So, okay, let's all things on you though. Okay. So, you have your podcast, you're really passionate about the journey in podcasting. For you, is podcasting technology, like where does Addie the podcaster meet Addie the tech nerd?
Everything. Like it's the mysteriousness of this microphone connected to the computer and how it gets the audio, and then the tools to record it, to produce it and make it sound nice. And then the distribution side of it. Like that was mind boggling at first. Or like I had the same question that many people had, was like, how do I upload this to Apple?
Right.
And then to find out the technology on behind that and different ways of that goes beyond the tech, which is like connecting and being productive, being efficient. That I'm always just interested in what do other companies do to help us as content creators just focus on the content versus like make it super easy. And if the tech is well done, like Focusrite, they make it super simple to like, here, you just connect this and you're off to the races. And they create this technology that makes you share your voice with the world. And that's like, come on, how can you, we're here in Las Vegas right now and somebody's going to end up listening to us across the world. And we don't need like,
and we're sitting on this small little white couch in the middle of this big conference room.
Yeah.
And someone in Eindhoven in the Netherlands is like,
think about it, like right now these people walking by watching us, we're sharing like the same oxygen for this moment in time, but at the same time we're sharing our voices a moments later in the future with somebody in the Netherlands.
It's so
like,
cool.
It's so trippy.
It's so cool. So what's a huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
It has to be being a self advocate for yourself and to get your name out there, because podcasting, the good part of it is that you own it 100%. It's all in your control. The hard part, it is in your control. You don't have a full team behind you to, unless you go and search for that. You have to have confidence in yourself. And one way of doing that is collaboration. Like you brought that up about YouTubers and podcasts, like that has worked for me. And I didn't know that at first. I thought I had to do everything myself and I had to figure out how to do marketing, figure out how to do production. But when I started making friends in the space and saying like, I need help. And you know, I admire your work on this and I admire this about you and let's work together. Collaboration has done so many amazing things for me. And I think that was challenging at first, thinking of like, I had to do everything myself.
Yeah.
And you don't, you're not alone in this space at all.
No, I love that about the podcasting community. It is a very connective community. What my favorite thing here at NAB, you have a lot of the leaders in this space here. You have Libsyn, you have Blueberry, you have Simplecast, you have all these leaders in the space, but the leaders are all collaborate together. And the number one thing Rob Walsh from Libsyn says, I said, what can we do to further the industry forward? And he's like, we can educate new listeners and new people how to become podcasters. It's not about taking someone from one company and moving them over to another. It's about moving the industry forward.
Yeah, that is what it is. And we're all in it together. We have these strong stories and conversations and these experiences that we can share with one another too. I know it sounds cheesy to make the place a better place and make people's hearts, you know, even those that have a stone of a heart to start to soften up and be better to each other. I think that's what it is.
If somebody wanted to go down the audio engineering journey, the audio tech journey, what suggestions would you give them? Where should they start and how can they get to the knowledge that you have today?
First, just YouTube University. Like
YouTube University. I love it.
Start exploring on how to, you know, use, it depends on your computer, right? If you have a Mac, you already have a digital audio workstation, which is GarageBand. You can start recording your audio, open up YouTube, and figure out how to record and edit from there. And then you start to explore other avenues that go into audio engineering, the best microphones. Again, YouTube, go to focusrite.com, and you can see how we put this great video together on how to use it.
You can see Addie and I on the Focusrite website. It's awesome.
It's amazing. And, yeah, so just, yeah, get curious. Like, go along with your curiosity, go explore on how to, like, the best microphones, which is dynamic microphones. We're using SM7Bs today by Shure. They're great microphones. Do you need that to get started? No, you can start with the Samsung Q2U, which is a dynamic microphone, about $40, at the most $50, but it's perfect. You plug that into your computer, open up GarageBand, Audacity.
Sound Studio for Mac. That's what I used.
Yeah. So there's just go with your curiosity and start exploring.
And tell us, like, how can the podcast plan or the book that you wrote be a part of that journey with us?
So it helps you take that one idea that you have for your podcast and it fleshes it out into multiple episodes, seasons, and themes. And it gives you the templates, the frameworks to help you create episode by episode. It even intrigues the listener to come back with a cliffhanger. It gives you the logistics, and you can even, if you have editors, you can take a picture of your workbook and say, here's my notes from it. Here are the editing points if you don't verbalize it like you do. You can then use the podcast planner to create your content calendar. It's good to always know where you're going with your show. It doesn't have to be down to the T. There's room for flexibility. But it's good to know where you're going with the content so that your audience is there with you. And then... along with the podcast planner is an online course. It walks you through the process. It gives you like a hand-holding experience. Productivity tools like a Trello podcasting board, a Google Sheet that's also for those that don't like Trello but want the Google Sheet. They're very Excel-centric, so that's also included.
I have to know, what technology did you use to build your course, or is it just Google Docs?
No, so I built my course off of Thinkific. So I recorded the videos myself, and then I produced them. I think I was using ScreenFlow and Adobe Premiere. And then I just uploaded that to Thinkific. And then Thinkific has that platform for me to flesh it out into a full-on course that goes ABC. And here's the show notes for that course, the modules, and things like that.
And this just personally interests me. Why did you choose Thinkific over the other learning platforms that exist? And does the course come with your book, or is it two separate things?
So you can buy them separately, but it goes hand in hand. So if you buy the planner, you get the course for free. If you don't want the planner, but you want the course, because you
and how much is the planner?
The planner is $35.
Oh, it's
on Amazon.
You guys, you guys. Okay, yeah,
yeah. It's a $35 on Amazon.
Wait. So we just go to Amazon right now and go to Podcast Planner in Amazon right now, or yeah, go to thepodcastplanner.com.
Yeah.
It's thepodcastplanner.com. You'll see the Amazon link. Go to Amazon and then search it right there and then click, and $35 later, you will be well on your way to advanced, beyond advanced for podcasting.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And so you get the course with it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The productivity tools that I mentioned, like Trello and the Google Sheet.
And like, now, why'd you choose Thinkific over the other ones?
Because number one, Thinkific's team, they're well invested in the community of teachers and educators, and they made their platform so easy to follow along. They give you a website that looks perfect for the landing page of the courses, the way they take payments. So my goal was, because I'm a solo person running this whole ship on my own, I have contractors from time to time, but I still wanted to be efficient with everything,
the
streamlining it. And the way they set up the payments and the coupons, it runs on its own. Like, I literally just set it up one time, make small modifications here and there, but it runs on its own on Thinkific because they created the membership site. They have the platform for the modules. They created the portal for the payments and the coupons. They have that all there with your subscription.
Right.
It's super easy. Like, I love that about that. Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks.
I love it. Okay. And one last thing is, best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Collaborate. There's no competition. Just collaborate with one another.
I love it. What's your favorite app, software, or hardware? Or website?
Oh, man. Like, if anything?
Yeah. Anything, anywhere in your life.
You know, it's right here, like this. I love
the notebook.
I'm a very paper and pen type person. Hello, the podcast
love
planner.
It. Yeah.
And Field Notes with the space pen, like this is me right here. Like I'm a very manual person, and then I digitize this later.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite notebooks is the Evernote notebook, where you can take a screenshot of it and it digitizes it into your Evernote folder.
Yeah.
And you can, this is like paper and pen. I like to just get out of my head and then just write it on paper and then later on stream it into digitizing it to make it come to life.
And where can people connect with you further?
Thepodcastplanner.com. You just go there. All my links to social, email, my email list, the Podcast Planner book is there, the podcast to that, which is Modern Vintage Radio, is also linked up there.
And last question is, and I'm going to answer it too, what podcast are you currently excited about right now?
You know, it's To Live and Die in L.A. That was the last episode I listened to.
Wait, what? The same one I'm listening to?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. And you know that.
Yeah.
Like, I've been drooling about it.
That was the last episode I heard before I came here. I was intrigued to know about everything about it.
What? I didn't know you were going to answer the same one that I had.
That's crazy.
Wait, okay, so let's tell everybody what To Live and Die in L.A. is about.
So it's a true story. This girl goes missing, and it's like, how did she go missing? And she made an effort to come to the U.S. to make a name for herself, and she fell in love, and there's live footage of her being last seen taking off with her boyfriend, and then the story just unravels. I don't want to put spoilers out there, but what ends up happening is, it's just, I think what's most intriguing about that podcast is that Neil Strauss was recording it as it's happening.
Yeah, it's like an active missing person case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, this is the story that happened and here's how it unfolded. It's no, here's the story and I'm actively searching for answers. And as he's actively searching for answers, it starts to unravel. And we hear
it's
in
insane.
Real time how the news breaks about this and that. And
it's insane.
Yeah.
And Neil Strauss is author of The Game. He is actually, I know he's a very polarizing thought leader. I happen to know that he's a great guy. So he's polarizing, and a lot of people think a lot of different things, but I personally think he's a great guy. He's also been a longtime Rolling Stones journalist and a very seasoned author who has read his books on Audible. So I feel that all that training to read your own books on Audible has made him a brilliant podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good story.
Yeah. To live and die in LA. You guys check it out. Addie, thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Any last messages for the people in the world?
I love it. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Be sure to say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Addie Salcido, creator of The Podcast Planner, helping podcasters plan, create, and share their voice with the world. Based out of Anaheim, California, you're listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.